Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me tonight, I've got Steve, Chris, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome, gang.
Hey!
Hello!
Happy holidays!
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas!
Jingle, jingle!
Coming to you live from Orlando. Well, I am.
Oh, hey. Bob. Every show, Bob's going to have to rub that in. Hey, yeah, what's the temperature,
you know,
Bob?
What?
Every show.
We may have to throw Bob off the island.
No, Bob, every show, you have to start with the temperature in Orlando. For everybody who's like listening up north in Chicago or whatever.
Freezing.
They're like, hey, I'm live in Orlando. It's like 78 degrees and sunny.
Well, actually, it's been rainy and
just trying to make everyone feel better.
I was going to say cold, but you'd laugh if I told you how cold it was.
Oh, wait, it's cold. Wait, let me guess. It's like 70.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it was 73 here in North Carolina today. So
we're 59 here in Atlanta.
But I
actually think
so
it was
much
warmer
closer.
Where you are.
I've gone from about 90 minutes away to 20 minutes away.
It's awesome.
Good.
That
makes it easier for your fans to stalk you, Bob. They're like, okay, now I just need to kind of narrow in.
I don't need a full tank of gas to follow him home. That's great. You know?
That's really good because all of your fans and your stalkers are totally broke.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I did say that I hope that more people would visit once we move to Orlando. So, you know, stalkers, whatever. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
They can help us unpack at this point.
How'd the Puggle do? But,
So
did the Puggle make the trip well?
He did, yeah. The dogs are doing okay, although they are very lazy when it comes to unpacking.
well, no allowance for them this week.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they seem pretty happy and they navigate the stairs in the townhouse pretty well. So I was impressed because they're not used to that. So,
is there like a little green space out back for them to stretch the little doggy legs?
Yeah. I mean, it's not fenced, but yeah, there is, and actually, it backs up to a conservation area, so there's never going to be any other construction back there, and so yeah, it's good. And as more and more people move in, hopefully, you know, there'll be other dogs and stuff. But speaking of holidays, one of my neighbors driving in to the community actually has their Christmas lights out.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they're already.
I've been dreaming of putting my tree up.
I haven't carved my pumpkins yet.
Yeah,
I haven't bought pumpkins yet.
Well, you can get an early start on next year, Lisa.
Yeah.
So that would be good. But yeah, so the holidays are here. It's great.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, there's reason behind it, and you know, we went away. Just a little side note: we went away on a cruise, a Disney cruise on the Wonder out of Galveston, that was over over Halloween, and. And so the girls kept asking, when are we going to carve pumpkins? And I'm not carving pumpkins when we're going to be away. I'm sorry. There's just too much to do to get ready. And so I kept saying, we'll do it this weekend, you know, the weekend before we leave. And I was never going to do it this weekend. I kept promising something fun. And that's, we ended up waking them up Saturday morning saying, get dressed, brush your teeth, get in the car, let's go. And off we went. They didn't know what we were doing. It was awesome.
Yeah, no clue.
Wow. I mean, I wish my parents had done something like this. I mean, like,
get kidnapped.
I mean, usually, when it was get up, brush your teeth, get in the car, let's go, we'd go someplace like, I don't know, the dentist's office.
We'd go to the dump.
Right. You know, we'd end up going to like the furniture store or something. Yeah, yeah.
We'd be like, we're getting rid of all your toys. We're going to the dump.
We're giving away your dog.
Y'all get in the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to get away for a week.
Well, it was bittersweet because we did miss Halloween. And all right, I'm going to just go ahead and talk about it because we're talking about it. So we went, and I was expecting if you go over Halloween, it's going to be pretty fantastic on a Disney ship. And, you know, we had the costumes, and I brought all the face paint. And it was pretty cool to be on the ship. And, you know, Halloween, you see people start to get dressed up. And there were, like, no decorations. There was a table in the restaurant. We were at Parrot Cay. And there was a table decorated at the entrance. And it was, like, a 2x4 table. And it had three pumpkins on it that were carved. And, you know, nicely carved. And then just candy scattered about. And I thought, okay, this is it? there's got to be more, you know, because we've been on the ship for a Thanksgiving cruise when they had all the holiday decorations out, and it's just fabulous. It totally puts you in the mood for Christmas. And I was expecting the same. I was expecting a big hurrah for Halloween. And they had a couple of banister, or what are those called? Those little drapey things on the banisters.
Garlands?
Well, not really. Yeah, those fluffy things like the,
you put out for 4th of July, you know, that are kind of red, white, blue. They had them in purple and gold in the main,
lobby.
Atrium area.
And so that was it. They had three of them on the top level and, you know, one on each side.
So they had some special events. They did a Halloween 7:30 at night deck party, you know, and the characters come out and they're dressed up and they do dance moves and everybody does a line dance, and which is kind of their standard thing.
Yeah.
That they do. So they did that, and then everybody that was in a costume got to walk across the stage. So all the kids, and
that took about 25 minutes.
That took a while because there was a lot of people dressed up in costumes.
And so they had to acknowledge every person. Oh, hey, Dracula, how you doing? Oh, and look, there's a Rubik's Cube. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they all walked across the stage.
For the visually impaired people.
Yes.
I guess.
So they did that, and then they left a bag, the same bag of candy you get at the Halloween party at Walt Disney World, the same bag with the same type of candy with about 20 pieces of
Amber candy. Counted 21.
And because the kids wanted to go trick-or-treating. I think that was the biggest disappointment, was there wasn't a way to go out and go to the different clubs or something, or some station and get candy.
I thought it'd be nice if they had something set up similar to Mickey's Not So Scary, where you had stations where you could go and get some candy and actually go trick-or-treating. But instead, the room steward gave us two bags of candy, and there you go.
Yeah, so that was the only thing. But I mean, but overall, the cruise was
really
good.
Hey, I would have gone trick-or-treating. I should have gotten a bag.
Yeah, and then everybody, there was a ton of people dressed up. And then, of course, they had Pirate Night, and a lot of people dressed up for
that.
That was the night before.
And there were some impressive outfits, costumes.
So it was good. And then I did go to the spa again, Chris.
Nice.
I did.
Did you keep your clothes on?
I did. This time I did. This time I only did the rainforest room. And the rainforest room is not as good as it used to be. It's you know, it's $15,
I think. It's $16 or $27.
Well, they sell it to you at $27 with some mysterious, awesome scrub that you're going to get, which I fell
for. You're so into beauty products.
So they're like, hey, you get this awesome scrub and blah, blah, blah. So we both got it. And basically, it's when you show up, and of course, you have to remind them that you actually bought it.
Yeah, they're like, how much did you pay for this?
Because they don't remember that you bought it. But it's a jar that they got at like a drugstore, and they threw some scrub into, and then somebody took a Sharpie marker, literally, and just wrote in poor
handwriting.
Like lavender across the top.
it's Tinkerbell's pixie dust. Scrubbing.
There's
no label on it.
There's no label.
Blank container.
Yeah, canister. It's with a metal lid, that aluminum lid that somebody has taken literally a Sharpie marker and just written on it so they know what the smell is, and then they hand it to you and you're like, oh,
was the scrub nice?
I haven't even opened it yet.
I haven't either.
See, here's the creepy part. When you do that rainforest room and you've got your scrub, so you're in there with other people scrubbing yourself.
No, you don't scrub yourself.
Whole point of exfoliating is like, I don't know.
No, you give it to the person to your left and you say, hey,
can you get my back?
Yes, exactly. So, and then the rain.
I can't bend. Can you do my legs?
Yes. Thigh needs some scrubbing.
And then,
sorry.
Then the other part about the rainforest room is it's just the maintenance hasn't been kept up at all.
Oh, the maintenance was horrible.
It's absolutely horrible in there. So, like, one shower, you go in the steam rooms or whatever, then there's three different showers that have, like, little, you know, jets that are supposed to spray you. The first one, I turned it on and I hear, like, all this water, and I look down and the whole thing's flooded. Like
3 inches of standing water.
Yeah, it's like, because there's a huge basin.
Disgusting.
And it's like overflowing into the rainforest room. And so that one's like completely flooded. I turn the second one on and it's only burning hot, and the cold water doesn't work at all. And it's like scalding hot. And then the third one, the third and last one, the whole entire handle comes off in my hand into like five little pieces. And I'm like trying to piece it all back together to put it on. And it was ridiculous. And then Lisa said, yeah, the same thing happened.
Yeah, same thing happened.
You probably need to avoid the spa altogether,
yeah,
Steve.
Well, that's the other thing we talked about the spa. It just seems like, well, then they charge a 20% gratuity on top of the rainforest
for
room.
Our self-service spa rainforest right. room.
So they charged us
20%.
Yeah, there's a 20% gratuity on top of all that. So it was $69 for our.
And then I asked them at the front desk. I said, "Wait a minute, what was the spa service?" And she looked it up and she said, "Two rainforests with a scrub." I said, "Yeah, but that's $27 a piece." She said, "Yeah, they put a 20% gratuity." And you could tell I was not the first person to say this. And I said, "For a self-service, you know," and she's like, "Well, did they show you where to go?" Yeah, I guess they did.
Like, can I show you where to go?
All right, yeah. That's exactly. That would have been my comeback too. Very, very well played, Lauren. Very good.
Yeah. So it's $9.
Way to think on your feet.
They charge you $9 to point you in the direction of the rainforest.
Yeah, but so overall, though, did you find that the ship was in good condition? Or?
I thought it was fine. I mean, it definitely needs to go into port next, but everything looked pretty good. I mean, there wasn't anything that was, except for the rainforest room where I was like, oh, this was a waste. I just got snook.
You know, you have to sign in when you go there, and Steve's tired of hearing me say this, but I signed in at 4:05.
Yes.
And I was back in my room changing my clothes at 4:30. I couldn't even stay in there. It was not relaxing, and I don't know if I just don't have the ability to relax. I couldn't stay in there, and I'm like, this is stupid. I'm leaving. So I left.
Yeah. Everything else was good. I think everything else on that ship was good, but I can see where, you know, it's been a long time, so they need to, after the magic, now that it's out and they've made some improvements, the Wonder should be next.
I was told that the Wonder is going into refurb end of 14, beginning of 15. So it'll have a nice long...
That's a long time. Okay.
Yeah, it'll have a nice long refurb.
So it's got 1 year until they go into...
Yeah.
Into but dry dock.
As far as any issues I saw with the maintenance or upkeep of it, I did notice in the bathroom the grout was coming up in places and some tiles were cracked. And, you know, it wasn't the best, but it was certainly functional and it was still clean. And it was nice. It was good. You offer it to me, I'd go again tomorrow.
Yeah, the service was good. The food was really good. We did Palo for dinner.
We did Palo for brunch, too.
Brunch was good, but it's not worth... Dinner's much better.
Because it's the same price. It's
$25. If you're
going to
pay the $25, which is a great price for either, but dinner is much better value for your $25 than going to brunch. But they're both good.
Well, and I'm the picky eater. You know, for brunch, it's all about fancy seafood and smelly cheeses and...
Yeah.
It was
so if you like the seafood and the cheeses, and then they have a lot of egg, you get to pick a main course.
Well, yeah, they had like three different kinds of eggs: Florentine, Benedict.
Yeah,
they had some pizzas,
and they're all good.
Yeah,
but you have to if you like that kind of stuff.
I ended up with chicken parmesan, which was good. It was on a bed of parmesan risotto, and I ate every morsel on that plate. It was covered in a marinara and then a parmesan cream sauce.
Yeah.
So it was good.
It was a nice cruise. And Castaway Key is nice. And then of course you go to Key West in the Bahamas,
we barely got off in the Bahamas. We put the kids in kids club. Brooke is old enough where she really likes it now, and so we got off the ship just to check it out, and we made it to the farmer's market or the straw market.
Yeah.
And
you just get hassled by so many people in the Bahamas.
And it was so close. I mean, we got off the ship, and it was within minutes we looked at each other and said, let's just go back.
As soon as I got off the ship, I knew I made the mistake that I should have never gotten. Within 2 minutes.
We didn't even leave the terminal.
Yeah, we were still in the terminal, and I was like, can I get back on the ship? And then I looked at the line to get back on the ship, because there was five cruise ships in port, and they all are going through the same security line, and it was like never ending, and I'm like, oh, I'm stuck here, so let's...
It was a long line, so we went out to the store.
Go walk around and not get mugged.
You are such a pessimist.
That was awful. But, but that's the Bahamas.
It's so uncomfortable going to some of these locations where they're constantly asking you and pushing their wares on you.
Yeah.
And it takes all the fun out of shopping and browsing, and
that's why the private island's nice, or that's why some of the other Caribbean islands are nice.
Yeah,
but Nassau just has never been one of my favorite places.
And you know, we got to sit on the back of the ship, and you know, we caught up on emails, which was great. If you ever go to Nassau and you need to catch up on your internet, you can sign up for a 24-hour Wi-Fi service for $15.
Yeah, so that was worth it.
And we got a 45-cent international fee.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, okay. We did.
But yes.
Yeah,
but it was good. We had a little. It was definitely a nice, relaxing cruise. Got to go to the Cove Cafe.
Oh, we won a game. We won. So You Think You Know Your Family. Amber,
yeah, we got to
play
some fun games.
Yep, that was fun.
Watch the Jack-Jack Diaper Dash race.
Oh, that is so funny. Look up some videos on YouTube on the Jack-Jack Diaper Race. Diaper Dash.
Diaper Dash.
They
race their babies.
It's so funny. You know, it doesn't sound exciting. You got to trust me and just go look it up. Because Steve told me we have to go see this. I'm like, really?
The guy in the coffee shop's like, hey, Jack-Jack Diaper Dash is going on in 15 minutes. You got to go see it.
And I'm like,
that just sounds like something that would make me want to.
It was pretty funny, Chris.
I don't even want to say
tie your tubes.
You know, yes. It's kind of like, eh.
No, you know, and that's what I thought too. But it was actually pretty funny and very unpredictable and very amusing.
I'm sure it was cute.
It's
based on the Incredibles. Babies are always cute, right?
It's
even
based
when they're crying.
Yeah, it's based on Jack-Jack from the Incredibles, they have race lanes. And they put the parents put their babies in the race lanes, and they have to only be able to crawl. And then the other parent is on the other side trying to entice them to crawl.
And it's cute when you get some of the older ones that are walking, and you know, you expect them to crawl, and as soon as they stand up and walk, they're disqualified. And everyone's like, oh! And then you'd have someone that is slowly making progress, and then two kids are at the starting line, and they're not doing anything. Then kid number three is close to the finish line, and kid number two just decides, okay, I'm going to cross this mat, and just goes, done. And everyone's like, oh, you know, it's yeah. Like, I imagine.
Do you know
what
would make this better? If you greased up the mat first.
That would be good.
I would watch.
Yeah, but I thought I was watching some sort of illegal event because, you know, these poor babies. I don't know.
I think betting. I would think betting would make it more interesting, right? I mean, if you opened up like a.
That's
like,
a good idea too. Like some guy on the side, you know.
Right. You know, who's getting? You know, I got. Give me 50 on number three. You know, he's got chubby legs.
Well, the best part, like
front
Lisa
yelling at their babies, going, "If you don't get over there, you're not getting any milk later." That would make it a lot better.
See. Yeah.
It's funny. It really is. It's
check
cute.
It out on YouTube. Yeah. Maybe Steve will post a video.
I posted a little one on Instagram. But the best part is when one baby is finally starting to go and they're getting close and the other babies are just sitting there doing nothing. And then one of the babies just takes off from the starting line and then just
takes it all.
Dominates like right at the last second.
And you know who the winner was? They have an overall ship winner and the kid's name was Dash.
His name was Dash.
Was that name really Dash?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it's a good thing he's fat. He's fast because he's going to get beat up a lot.
Okay, well, that will wrap up this week's show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or go to mousechat.net and you can download them there. And if you've got any questions or comments for us, please send those to comments@mousechat.net. And we did want to put a special little note out there for you to our Mouse Chat listeners. We have been nominated for something pretty cool. Steve?
We're nominated for the 9th Annual Podcast Awards. So thanks to everybody for nominating us. Yes. And now it's time to vote. Unfortunately, you get to vote for 15 days in a row. So as long as you can remember, you can vote every day, November 1st through November 15th. You just go to podcastawards.com. You scroll all the way down to the bottom to the travel section. And then Mouse Chat is listed right there underneath travel. Just type your name and email address and submit that. And then you should get an email to verify your vote. And you just click on the link in the email and that's all you have to do.
I was going to say it takes less than a minute and they don't spam you or anything.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get some votes and maybe even win this wonderful award.
Well, and if we do win, then Bob is willing to get a tattoo, shave his head, And move to Orlando. Pretty much anything else that anyone asks.
Yeah, we could milk this for all it's worth.
Totally.
Steve will be giving out free hugs if we win.
I am totally open to weird and crazy suggestions. It means a lot. I mean, I would love to win this for us. I mean, it's the second year that we were nominated in a row, and we're very grateful for that. It means a lot to us. It really does. But to win would be awesome. And I mean, whatever crazy, wild idea you can think of. I mean, within reason, I do have to work still. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, shave the head, tattoo, totally. I'm totally open to that.
I don't think you can go to court with a shaved head.
Yeah, that might stretch.
A lot of people shave their head.
Yeah.
Not respectable lawyers, do they? I don't know.
Who said I was respectable?
Valid point.
No, I just I don't know. I mean, unless we could come up with something else that's crazy and wild, that we could come up with. I'm open to ideas. So, but get out there and as they say, or get out there, get online and vote every day, please.
Yep, we appreciate it. All right, so that wraps it up, and we hope you join us again next time on Mousetrap.